All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Provisional number one qualifier, Erica Enders. Erica went to the top after a run of 6.541. Heck of a way to keep this run going, to win at Pomona, number one qualifier, come right back and make another great run. How satisfying was that to see?
It was definitely pretty awesome. I got to run next to my teammate, Aaron Stanfield. We qualified 1-2 in Pomona, as you mentioned, and we met each other in the final round. We were able to win there, so that put us as the last pair for the first qualifying session here in Phoenix. And as the sun was going down and the temperatures are getting cooler, it's always a really fun run for Pro Stock at that time of day. So yeah, we're number one, but after looking at the data, I feel like we can definitely make some improvements for tomorrow. I give myself a B+ in the driving department, so we can definitely improve there. And Mark just felt like he was a little bit soft on the tune-up and the setup of the race car. So tomorrow's looking up, but either way, to put our Milling Performance Elite Motorsports Chevy Camaro on the pole after the first session, very exciting.
After a week like that, does it just kind of motivate you to carry this right through and keep going, you know, after a win to open the year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, talking about what we talked about in Pomona, just having the attitude of no more Mr. Nice Guy out there and coming off of the off season, just swinging and being able to secure our first ever Winter Nationals event win and the 900th for Pro Stock was definitely awesome. But yeah, to carry the momentum is huge in this game. Yes, it's very early. It's really early in the season, but to start off on the right foot is definitely huge. And that was my goal coming in after the way we got beat for the World Championship last year. My entire Elite Motorsports has a fire lit under them and we're ready to battle.
We haven't run here in 2 years, and you guys didn't even test here. How'd you have a good setup like that on your first pass?
Mark Ingersoll is definitely the key to our success. He's a legend for sure in the crew chief department and has data for the last 30, 40 years. So, you know, we've run here a lot of times before, but we chose to test in Bakersfield instead of here with all of the Nitro guys. So I just feel like, you know, we looked at old data, and then we feel like we've really got a great tune-up on our EFI stuff for our vintage. So having said all that, I definitely think we can improve tomorrow, but Jed Coughlin won in 2019 here, and we won with my car in 2020, and those are the last 2 years that we've been here at Phoenix, so hopefully we can continue that trend.
What is it about this place? You mentioned the kind of the good vibes that you guys have here as a team. What is it about Phoenix that you enjoy coming here and running well?
Well, Phoenix is kind of like a second home for me. My dad was from out here, and my dad is from out here, and we have a bunch of cousins and nieces and nephews that live out here, so it's kind of a second home. And we were able to secure our first Phoenix win back in 2013, and we've won here a number of times since then. So this track has just been really great to us, and again, it's fun racing out here in the desert.
Absolutely. You good? Awesome. Good. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you.
Thank you.